Hey everyone, Rance here. Before we formally begin with this episode of the Randomized Agenda podcast, I just want to emphasize, especially if you're listening to the audio version, that this show was recorded on February 11th, 2024, and a segment of which was recorded on February 5th, 2024. So I just wanted to mention this because it does cover a lot about the situation between Yisanji Ian and the termination of their affiliated liver, Solen Tatsuki, who is now again streaming under Doki Bird. Because recent events have shown that there has been more recent developments, and I do want to acknowledge that. While in this podcast episode, most of the commentaries that I've made are still very much relevant, I will be still be making a follow-up episode on the next edition of the Randomized Agenda. So until then, enjoy past rants talking about the situation as it happened during its first week. Unfortunately, a lot of things happened during the second week, which we will cover some other time. So for now, here he is, the Randomized Agenda podcast. Enjoy.
You're listening to the Randomized Agenda podcast with Rans.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Randomized Agenda. This is Rans. And oh, wow, we have quite the thing to talk about on this very edition of the show. And yeah, we are, so just for everyone's information, for the benefit of our folks who are going to be listening this on the podcast feed, namely, we do it on several platforms now, mainly Spotify, because that's where the video version resides. It's also going to be on YouTube and lots of places where podcasts are available. But we are, in fact, recording this on February 11th, 2024, on a Sunday. I guess for those of you who have this on the video version, you can clearly see on the lower right the exact date and time. And yes, we do have quite the tea to talk about today on this edition of the agenda, as Persian perfectly put it in the chat here. There are going to be, well, I guess the big story, just to get this out of the way, everyone, and to keep things in context, I guess everyone knows the biggest tea that happened this week, which last Monday, February 5th, we had quite the bombshell of an announcement from Niji Sanji Ian, where the put out a three-page document. Three pages announcing the termination of their affiliated liver, Solen Tatsuki, from Second Wave Obsidia. Now, for those who may not be familiar with corporate VTubers and I guess VTubing in general, this is quite a very big story, especially with the little bit of history that we have regarding Solen for a while. Because last December, we've known that Solen has been in a hot water when she released her cover of Last Cup of Coffee, which, you know, popular song, originally by Lily Pichu. And just soon after that, I believe it took a day, we've seen Niji Sanji Ian management take that cover down. And definitely much to the frustration of fans, and most especially Solen, she did put out a tweet saying that she did mention management did take down the video due to not having the necessary permissions. And also in that tweet, she mentioned encouraging folks who have been able to save the music video, to re-upload it. So I guess for the management side, a lot of folks have said that this was the incident that broke the camel's back, because ever since that tweet, we've really not heard much from Celine that much, other than she was hospitalized. As far as for what specific reason, we didn't know at that time. And we will go through that in a little bit here. But before we do, for those who do celebrate it, I just want to wish everyone a very happy Lunar New Year. I know this year alone, 2024, has been a very rough one. Especially for those who have been a previous listener of Randomized Agenda, you know, we've covered quite a few things, a few teeth for at least this year started, and we've already quite talked about a lot of things on this program. I wish there are some more positive news that I can put out, which, yeah, there is actually that one other thing that I do want to discuss on the agenda before the main one that we're going to talk about here. But essentially, you know, I just want to mention this because I would say the previous year, I don't know if I've said this as much, but still, it has been quite a very fortunate year. I mean this in the previous one. You know, despite the challenges and hardships that the previous year came about, you know, somehow, some way, I've been able to overcome a good amount of struggles that year. Most of it definitely work-related. And I guess I wouldn't be able to achieve that if not for, you know, quite a supportive leadership that I still continue to have in this case, and it, I am very much thankful for. And I guess this will make sense as well, because the things that I will be talking about will be mostly in part of my own personal experience working in a corporate company. Yes, it's a little bit different, you know, it's not an entertainment industry type of thing. But nevertheless, I would be able to speak here to a perspective of someone who also works at a corporate company, and actually someone who'd also worked in management, because I do currently hold now a management position in said company. So the two cents that I'll be mentioning here is coming from what I've heard, you know, from my own personal experiences, in that case. So with that being said, hopefully with now the Year of the Dragon now upon us, may it hopefully bring good luck, good health, most especially health, because, you know, past few weeks has not been very good on my health too. But definitely has become better since then. And definitely, there's just overall prosperity, whether that's prosperity in school, if you're studying, in work, if you're going for a promotion at work. In my case, this can also include my streaming career, which has already been off to a really good start, you know, despite the shit show this year has really been. And yeah, I hope it does continue to bring up additional opportunities. So that's what I can say on that regard. And yeah, speaking of positive news, before we get into you know, the news surrounding Tulane Tatsuki. This is something that that kind of slipped under my radar because it probably kind of happened around the same time as the announcement came out. So apparently earlier, on February 5th, we also saw K9 Kuro, which if you know who he was before, you know. But K9 Kuro is currently a VTuber under the Vishoujo banner. And he did a face reveal earlier this week. When it comes to face reveals, it's always going to be that concern as far as, you know, of course, first and foremost, there's that immersion break. Some folks probably wouldn't want to see their virtual avatar, you know, associate that with, you know, what the person looks like behind the wheel. Generally speaking, you know, it's something that is definitely uncommon with the VTubing community, but with Kuro's case, most of the things that I've seen are pretty positive, and it's quite a refreshing sight to see. And now, because ever since that face reveal happened, I know Kuro's activity is already associated it to one of his previous identities as well, which is that's also a good development. And yeah, I guess it's pretty much out there now. Whether this is the exemption to the norm, we will see. Again, it is quite uncommon practice, especially on early on. You don't really see all folks do face reveals, and even at this point, trying to look at a more locally sense here, at least from what I've seen in the Philippine VTubing scene, especially when VTubers are starting to become more featured in anime conventions here, there is that one point. You know, some folks are comfortable, you know, being in the flesh, so to speak. There are some folks, on the other hand, that yes, they like to be there in person, but would want to make sure that they, you know, any photos of them from that event wouldn't come out, and that's also perfectly understandable. And then for others, yeah, we don't even know if that person is the one behind that avatar, and when they do their appearances, it's still their model. So yeah. Different schools of thought as far as how VTuber appearances are, especially in events. So we will need to see how the trend goes from here, really. Well, that said, that's pretty much the small agenda items that I have here. We now finally go to the main one. And before we do, talk about the live points here. It is time for me to play the here's what I'm about to show. So remember that this news came out on February 5th, 8 PM GST. Eastern time, that would be 6 AM in the morning. So understandably, for a lot of folks in the US, they've probably never heard of this news until after the initial release. And probably folks who are closer to GMT or UTC time, this news broke out to you at around basically 11 AM ish. So either that's still around the morning for some folks in Europe, or already in the afternoon or lunchtime in Europe. So folks in Asia and Europe probably were the first who've heard of the news. Unless if you were an early bird, then yes, you probably also got the news. So my typical day I usually wake up at around 5 p.m., 6 p.m. I guess this was one of those rare cases where I did manage to get up barely just before 7 p.m. here. So while I was still in bed, one of the first things I usually do is open up my phone, and I decide to go to no other than Twitter, of course. And just happened, the first tweet that I've read was someone pointing out that they've noticed that Selene Tataki's YouTube channel, all of her content there has been wiped. And then it was also pointed out that her Twitter has already been privated, which basically means for those who have already followed her prior, we can still see her tweets. But for those who haven't followed her previously, it's already a no-go. So that's the first thing I saw. So I refreshed my feed one more time, and I guess this was just exactly 8 p.m. GST. And after I refreshed the feed, there it was. There it was. The three-page announcement from Niji Sanji Ien. And now, let me take you to what I did next, which is basically got out of bed, went straight to my computer, boot up OBS, and just record me taking a look at that announcement. I will now play that clip.
You're listening to the Randomized Agenda Podcast with Rans.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are waking up. I am waking up to quite a news here. Actually, this hashtag, where is Selene, has actually been trending for a couple of days now, because we haven't really seen an update regarding Selene for quite some time now. And there has been quite some speculation as to whether, you know, are we expecting the worst here? And unfortunately, that appears to be the case, because we have this announcement, this tweet from the official Niji Sanji EN Twitter. And this, it reads, as you can see here, that Selene Tataki has been terminated from Niji Sanji EN. And there is a detailed explanation here that is appears to be 3 pages long. So we will go through this right now. Statement reads, the 5th of February 2024. Yes, it is today's date. Notification of contract termination with Selene Tataki. We sincerely appreciate your ongoing support of Niji Sanji and Niji Sanji EN. It is with regret that we have had to make the difficult decision to terminate our affiliation contract with Niji Sanji EN Liver, Selene Tataki, due to multiple breaches of contract and misleading statements on social platforms. For transparency, we have provided a detailed explanation of the circumstances and reason that we have unfortunately led us to the decision below. Now, this situation is sounding pretty familiar, but let us continue. Activity rules for affiliated livers. Any caller has established activity rules that our affiliated livers agree to comply with. These rules are designed to prevent infringement of third-party rights, leakage of confidential information belonging to any caller or third parties, damage to the reputation or credibility of third parties, and other acts that may violate rights, engage in illegal activities, or involve socially condemned behaviors. As a company, we are confident that in order to deliver content for our fans to enjoy in the long term and to create an environment where our affiliated livers can safely perform their activities with the support of fans and various stakeholders, it is essential for both our livers and our company to unite and adhere to compliance with the activity rules. Despite our efforts to uphold these rules, Selene Tataki has repeatedly violated the activity rules since joining Niji Sanji EN in July 2021. Zelentsky's actions in violation of the activity rules encompass a wide range of issues such as non-compliance with rights, confirmation, and authorization flows, which could potentially lead to infringement of third-party rights, including copyrights. The violations also include unauthorized usage of works and assets belonging to others affiliated with any color, disregarding the intentions of these parties, as well as the lack of communication with creators, resulting in delays in Zelentsky's commission payments to creators. Furthermore, there have been ongoing reports about inappropriate behavior by Zelentsky throughout her time as a Nijisanji Ian Liver. We have been addressing these concerns as they arise. Alright, that certainly raises some eyebrows. We will probably see if someone can corroborate this statement, especially the part of delays in commission payments. If this is true, someone will probably come out. Yeah, let's continue on. As a company, we recognize that these violations of the activity rules could damage the trust placed in Nijisanji EN. We are also aware that such violations jeopardize the ongoing activities of other livers affiliated with any color. Furthermore, we had consistently issued warnings to Zelentsky each time there was a violation of the activity rules. However, she repeatedly disregarded these warnings, often failing to reciprocate communication with her managers. Additionally, Zelentsky has repeatedly posted false or misleading information on social media, insinuating that violations of the activity rules were due to mismanagement by any color. Yeah, we do have a couple of situations that come to mind here. Of course, most notably the most recent one, her cover of Last Cup of Coffee being taken down. But there were some other incidents that we can remember. And again, well, most of them will be brought to light here as we try to backtrack a bit here. In May 2023, we sent a notice to Zelentsky stating that further violation of activity rules or engaging in false or misleading statements could damage our company's reputation, would result in a termination of our affiliation contract. However, she continued to violate the activity rules. And again, May 2023, that was already almost half a year ago. So, okay, next part are the events leading to suspension of Zelentsky's activities. Okay, so we have a timeline here. Let's see. At all times are in JST. Amidst the aforementioned circumstances, on December 26, 2023, Zelentsky posted a video on the Zelentsky official YouTube channel without prior approval as required by the activity rules. Alright, so that's the Last Cup of Coffee cover. The materials for the music video were shared for the first time with our management on December 24th. Since some elements in the music video lacked proper authorization, on December 25th, we communicated to Zelentsky that permission needed to be obtained from relevant parties, requesting her to wait before releasing it. Despite this, Zelentsky disregarded the notice and proceeded with the authorized posting. So basically, it's not permissions for the song itself. It sounds like, and it looks like, well, elements can be a lot of different things here, but we've kind of already heard and confirmed that it may not necessarily be the song itself. So what could be the other reasons why the music video had to be taken down could be either some of the artwork was not authorized. It could be some other things. Again, statements still being a little bit vague here, unfortunately, as far as what specific elements they were. Our immediate response was to make the music video private until all authorizations were confirmed from our end. At the same time, the reasoning was clearly explained to Zelentsky. However, Zelentsky took to social media, specifically X, making misleading statements that omitted essential context. Notably, management has pirated the song. We all saw that tweet. Furthermore, Zelentsky's post includes a statement encouraging third parties to upload the music video, which breaches AnyColor's guidelines for secondary creation. Article 1, paragraph 2. At this point, AnyColor, you may want to, well, It is kind of internal information, but if you are going to mention specific article and paragraphs here, we definitely would want to see even just a part of it, of said guidelines. Which actually, we may be able to look that up. So, this is the guidelines for secondary creation. It is on the AnyColor website, anycolor.co.jp/guidelines/en. According to the statement, it breaches Article 1, Paragraph 2. So, let us go that. So, Article 1, Paragraph 2. The phrase derivate works activities means activities of having the contents as original works. And then people add new creativity to the contents, create new works of expression. In other words, please note that acts of copying the contents or acts that can be seen as such are not derivative works activities, and anything that is created pursuant hereto shall be contents regarding which these guidelines are applicable. So basically, and I guess it is quite understandable if you have someone that's calling for folks, you just re-upload the video after it was taken down. It is going to be seen as a way of encouraging folks to violate this particular guideline, I guess. But this actions led to various misunderstandings and damage the reputation about AnyColor and Nijisanji Ien. Yeah, when she did make that tweet, that was a little bit concerning. I will be honest about that. Yeah, to some extent, was that already the final nail on the coffin in that case? But again, let's continue. In an effort to calm the situation, we sought to either publicly disclose the reasons for making the music video private or attempt to let Tatsuki disclose them ourselves. Hence, we did see their customer service team actively engaging with those questions that came in from their contact form, which, yes, I will give Selene a little bit of props there for, well, not Selene necessarily, but AnyColor management for being able to take those steps to somewhat address that. But I still believe that those steps weren't enough. But again, this is the side of management that we're hearing here. While being mindful of Selene Tatsuki's physical and mental health, management did their best to communicate with not only Selene Tatsuki herself, but also her emergency contact. However, despite frequent communication with Selene Tatsuki's emergency contact, while remaining considerate of her situation, we were unable to come to an agreement on how to proceed. The decision was made to temporarily remove her access to accounts on various social media platforms and video distribution services under the name Selene Tatsuki. Which, I guess this does explain why suddenly we see Selene, well, quote-unquote Selene, being active elsewhere. And, you know, if you know, you know. Alright, statement moves on to the termination of contract. So, after attempting to address the aforementioned situation and communicating with legal counsel representing Selene Tatsuki, the lawyers have become involved, we convened the necessity for Selene Tatsuki to inform the public about the reasons behind our decision to make the music video private. Additionally, we expressed to Selene Tatsuki our expectations for future compliance within the activity rules from here on. So, AnyColor responding to those questions that came from the contact form, while it is coming from the customer service team, it is with guidance from legal counsel, it looks like. Despite our efforts, Selene Tatsuki demanded that AnyColor should be held legally responsible. She claimed that she was no longer able to engage in her activities as a liver due to decisions made by AnyColor, was being harassed by other affiliate livers due to management, while refusing to acknowledge her responsibility for violating the activity rules. Moreover, Selene Tatsuki insisted that if the negotiations did not progress, she would proceed to release a statement regarding her claims to the public. So there has been quite some tensions now between Celeste and management, and you know, we've kind of seen this again throughout last year. But to go as far as pursuing legal actions here, that must be what was happening behind the scenes. And as far as Celeste's radio silence, we kind of know where the reason why now. Management has taken her access away already. All right, here's the third page. Remember, this statement is 3 pages long. This is the longest termination statement that we have gone through today. Anyways, any caller believes that the claims raised by Celeste Tatsuki are in fact referring to situations that arose when she was warned about her breaches of the activity rules and attempts to shift responsibility for these violations, damaging any caller and Nijisanji Ian's image. This led to the deterioration of the relationship between her, any caller, and other livers affiliated with any caller. Any caller firmly believes that we and the other livers under affiliation have not engaged in unjust practices towards Celeste Tatsuki. So again, management is defending themselves with this statement, but at the same time, this is the third time it has mentioned that Celeste's actions has somewhat caused a rift, not just between her and management, but also with other livers. And I guess fans would assume that none of the other livers have really mentioned Celeste in a while, possibly because, you know, of the ongoing situation, but possibly something also probably happened behind the scenes, which I guess that's a worst case scenario. Again, it's just giving me the same vibes as when Zion was terminated. And I guess in her case, you know, we only got the one pagers since she was only around for a few months with Nijisanji Ian. Celeste has been with us for, you know, already a couple of years, I think. So I guess it makes sense that we do get a much longer statement with her termination, sadly. But considering the irreparable damage to our company's reputation and threat to the ongoing activities of other affiliated livers, we regrettably concluded that the termination of our affiliated contract with Celeste Tatsuki was unavoidable. Since becoming a part of Nijisanji Ian in July 2021, so yeah, about already more than 2 years already, Celeste Tatsuki has undeniably played a significant role in the growth of Nijisanji Ian. We fully understand that our decision to terminate the contract will have a significant impact on Celeste Tatsuki's fans and supporters of Nijisanji Ian. No shit. However, ensuring responsible content creation through adherence with the activity rules is fundamental to our mission. It is with deep regret that we must part ways with our affiliated liver Celeste Tatsuki, as we could not reach an agreement on our points of view. However, we would like to ask for the understanding of our fans and circumstances that led to the decision. Honestly, yes, I do like Nijisanji Ian. I really have become a fan of their livers for also a couple of years now. But this one is kind of big. This is going to be a tough pill to swallow as far as what happens next year, and I'll probably talk about that a little bit once we go through the rest of the statement here. And this is just no less. After a few days, they also announced the graduation of Kyo Kaneko at the start of the month. So it's only been 5 days in, and we already have another departure of a talent here. Speaking of which, as of today, the 5th of February, 2024, JST, Celeste Tatsuki's activities will cease. Her YouTube membership will be closed, and her social media accounts will be made private, and we just saw that. We will also gradually halt the sale of merchandise and voice-related content. Please note that the merchandise produced in 2023 featuring Selene Tatsuki or including her in the lineup may be released in the future. So we did see, I think it was a voice pack that was coming. So if it's still planned, well, it was produced in 2023, it will still possibly come in the future. Selene Tatsuki's revenue payment for these has either already been completed or is planned to be settled by the end of February. Alright. The Digisaji EN VTuber group Obsidia will pursue their activities with Rosemi Lovelock and Petra Gruen. Which I guess that also explains why for the Nijigen Expo we did only see Rosemi and Petra, and we also had Luca appearing. I guess that was, well, I don't want to speculate. On that note, we sincerely thank all the fans who supported Selene Tatsuki and apologize for any inconvenience caused by this announcement. We humbly request your continued support for Obsidia and Nijisanji EN in the future. And then, for any inquiries related to this matter, please contact anycaller.co.jp/en/contact and refrain from contacting any caller livers, including any contact on social media or on stream. Yeah, I would say good luck with that. That's gonna be really hard. I'm just gonna say that's gonna be super hard to do. But that is the statement that we've seen from Nijisanji EN regarding, again, the termination of their contract with Selene Tatsuki. And I guess what this means, first thing comes to mind, is now starting from Lazulite all the way to XLA, there is already one member that was either terminated or graduated. So to note, Lazulite, of course, Pungmu just recently graduated. Obsidia, of course, Selene terminated. Etheria, Nina, graduated last year. Luxium, Rista graduated. Noctex, Hugo was terminated. Or I guess not exactly terminated, but it was more of a silent graduation more than anything. Iluna, Kyokaneko is set to graduate as well. And then actually, would be Zion, who was terminated. I guess a lot of one thing that I also just think about now is Dragoons, man. I'm sorry that this is happening. I really do. It kind of also hurts because I also am part of Selene's membership. Because in a way, I really do appreciate all the hard work Selene has always done. And it is quite unfortunate that it has come to this. Whether all of the statement that was made and what we just read to are fully true and accurate, that is something that we may figure out either within the day or in the next couple of days here. But another thing is, it's going to be really hard to be a Nijisanji EN fan going forward. I'm just going to put it out there, because this is what I'm feeling after all of the recent events. Sure, and this is one thing that other fans have also been mentioning, is Nijisanji EN has definitely done some wonderful things in the previous year, but these are unfortunately being overshadowed by what is happening, you know, like graduations and the like. Because Nijisanji EN and even the main branch did see a lot of those happen last year. And I'm sure those feelings of what's for the next of the livers, whether the statements that they've made, I wonder if they still hold strong now than, let's say, it was a couple of months ago. You know, maybe because of the recent events that I'm feeling a little bit shaken right now. If you are still an Nishisanji and a Nishisanji EN fan after this, it's going to be a tough one to talk about it online for the next few days or even weeks. And more power to you if you do. As for me, I just don't know, really. I don't know. I want to trust my Oshis that they're still enjoying their time, hopefully. And I hope that is still the case. Unless I forget, they've done a lot of successful things as well. But I really do wonder. Or is it just because Len is really quite the rogue? Which we kind of know. You know, Dragoons, we also know and understand this. She has been in a lot of incidents with management in the past year or so. Those weren't mentioned in the statement that we just read through. But somehow, we just realized behind the scenes that she is definitely getting some disciplinary actions from management because of those. She didn't even get a proper goodbye. That's the one thing that sucks when it's a termination rather than a graduation. I don't know how I feel about this, really. It's a mix of, I would say it's a mix of anger, disappointment. In a way, this was probably going to happen, but to see it actually happen, it still hurts. I mean, this is just what I'll say about it. To the rest of the remaining livers, Nishisanji EN, definitely I still wish all of you guys the best of luck. These are definitely very, very difficult times. Having lost three talents, about to lose three talents in just the span of 2 months. A couple of those, you know, you guys probably expected already because those were planned graduations. One unexpectedly because of a termination. This is going to be a rough next few days or even weeks here. So yes, if you're still saying that, you know, in Nishisanji, Ian is still family, you still like being a VTuber, being a liver for Nishisanji Ian, I just hope that those are still true for you, that those feelings are still strong. But at the same time, I don't even blame you guys that you may be considering at times like this to start exploring other options beyond the company. And such mindset, it is normal when you do feel that working for the company, if your values no longer match with theirs, it just makes sense to start considering other options. But for now, if you still feel that your values still match with the company's, then more power to you. For the fans, if your OC is still enjoying their time in Nishisanji EN, please do let them. There is no need for unnecessary hate, for harassment. That goes towards the liver. That goes towards fellow fans. And please do understand if there will be fans such as myself who just don't feel like really be as supportive as Niji Sanji Ian as they were probably were.
Now,
certainly, I will always treasure the memories of being a Niji Sanji fan, particularly an Ian fan, over the past couple of years. Of course, I will never regret actually coming to Malaysia to go see, you know, the Niji Generation concert. But at this current present time, just let everyone process their emotions about this. I'm sure there are a lot of emotions right now, and most of it are going to be negative. You know, this is a termination that we're talking about, and that's what most of the comments that I'm seeing here. I have yet to look at the quote tweets. Would we possibly see a defamation suit come out of this? It's going to be tricky, because Celeste is not based in Japan. If she was, then yes, we would have probably seen a defamation suit come out already. I guess that's really all that I have to say at the matter currently. We will probably see more commentary as possibly the rest of the world wakes up to this news. For us here in Japan and Asia, this is the news that we have to apparently go to sleep with, unfortunately. It is what it is. But I'm gonna feel bad for the rest of the world who is just about to wake up to this news. Our EU folks, you got this in the middle of your day. So yeah, on that note, we just spent 38, close to 40 minutes just going through that announcement, just processing it now. Yeah, I really don't know how to feel about this now. It will probably take some time to process it, really.
You're listening to the Randomized Agenda Podcast with Rans.
Welcome back live. Yeah, I still can't believe I spent 38 minutes. Almost close to half an hour just reading through that statement. And I'm quite surprised that I was able to set up that thing really quick. But more or less, the reason why I did want to play that segment, and I guess it was a good foresight on my part to record it, is that definitely shows the raw reaction. But yeah, that was basically the start of my day there. That took me... I still had about 11 minutes before the Project Sekai stream, so somehow, if I remember correctly, I did grab coffee and something to eat before we went to the usual Project Sekai streams there. But yeah, there you have it. This is that tweet, and yeah, let me just provide a few more updates since that fateful Monday. So since then, this particular tweet from the official Niji Sanji EN Twitter or X, I refuse to call it X, so I will always say Twitter. It has been community noted, and it is still currently shown here. So right now, the community note, because it has actually changed a couple of times, so the current community note being shown here is basically saying, and I did mention this in the live chat earlier, but for the benefit of our podcast listeners on the feed, we do have to provide additional context here, because the statement did claim that the music video was taken out because of not having necessary permissions. But to counterpoint that, the original singer and producer of Last Cup of Coffee, which is Lily Pichu, she actually mentioned that she has already given permission since August of 2022. That was 2 years ago. So even way back then, Niji Sanji should have already had the necessary permissions for any cover of this song. In her statement here, she did say that she did enjoy that cover, and it is sad to see what happened here. So that's one claim that was taken out. And then there's the other part here. Well, actually, there are a few other community notes. And as someone who does also contribute to community notes, we have the benefit of showing what were the other ones. So this was the original community note here, where it mentioned about, quote, lack of communication with creators, resulting in delays in Salentatsuki's commission payments to creators. I also did call this out in chat earlier, but again, to bring context to this show now, I do want to also mention that artists that have previously worked with Selene have stepped forward, denying that they were delayed payments, and even came out to say that they were actually paid out of pocket due to not management doing so. So whatever delays that were potentially being pointed out in this statement, that was on management side, not on Selene. So that's what we're seeing here. So this is the quoted source of that community note. The payment was coming out of her personal PayPal account when the company hasn't paid said artist after months of waiting. That is insane. And there were a few others here, and there are those that need some ratings, and for the benefit of that, I won't show those because some of them, while does provide the context, it has been leaning towards a little bit of opinion and speculation, which that's something that is kind of discouraged when we're doing community notes on Twitter here. So, yeah. So what has happened since then? Since this fateful day? Of course, as mentioned, I've called it, Twitter has basically become a dumpster fire after this. Especially within, if you follow a lot of VTubers, that's probably the bulk of what you've seen in the feed. So definitely that has been really been the big discussion throughout this week. But I still want to provide one additional context here, is because this is the one thing that I only saw after I recorded. And this was before I did went live for my project that I streamed that day, was I did see the person behind Selene. At this point, we can kind of say who it is because she has really gone out and mentioned and encouraged it. So we know Selene Tatsuki is also known as Doki Bird, which is the identity she had as an indie VTuber prior to joining the Yisanji. And I guess it's quite natural that after she was suddenly terminated, and take note, she didn't had any prior notification that she was about to terminate it. She basically knew she was terminated around the same time as all of us were. But surely enough, she did come out with a statement right around the same time the announcement came out. So note, this came out 6:57. So yeah, a couple of minutes still. So actually just a few minutes before the top of the hour when this announcement came out, Doki Bird, again, this is the person, this is also the same person as Selene Tatsuki, being that this is her indie VTuber identity. She did came out with a statement at exactly 7 p.m. our time, that's 8 p.m. JST. And this was basically her first tweet also, ever since that she also was silent here. Because for a while Selene was... we didn't hear much from her on her Selene account, she was actually pretty active as Doki Bird. So at least that gave us a little bit of assurance that she is still around. But when that she was also silent earlier this year, that's where we had a little bit of concern, noting that she was also hospitalized. And this was the reason why. In her tweet here, she did confirm she was hospitalized for an attempt. And yeah, I don't want to... I guess it's pretty obvious what this meant for attempt. result, and this was due to, you know, a built-up of bullying from within and being in a toxic and poor environment for numerous months that led to my breaking point. And again, that is also in reference to what we saw in the statement, also kind of mentioning that there has also been a report of inappropriate behavior. So this alone became the talking point of a lot of folks on Twitter. Oh my goodness. But she also mentioned here that she did request to leave first on more neutral terms on 26th of January. So basically what this means is Selene did want to graduate already on January 26th. As to why Niji Sanji EN management didn't give her that, as of now, we don't know yet. And probably we won't know for a while, because that's confusing in and of itself. And yeah, because of this, she did follow up saying that she is going to be returning to streaming as Doki Bird. And yeah, well, Lunar New Year and everything. And since then, as of this recording, she has already streamed 3 times. The first one was her return stream, which, oh my goodness, there were, I guess at peak, if reports were correct, because I wasn't also paying attention to the view count, but I also happened to be there together with some folks from DokiCord. The highest ever concurrent views that we saw was around 130,000. And that's quite a lot of people. And Doki, before all of this, she wasn't around, if I'm not mistaken, around 30 to 40,000 subscribers on YouTube since then. And I guess we should have checked, huh? Let's see what's her current subscriber count. It is now at a whopping 474,000 subscribers. She is close to recovering her subscribers as Selene. And what's funny enough here on the stream, she mentioned about hitting her target of about 500,000 subscribers by the end of the year. At this rate, we may even hit 500K by the end of this month. So we will see. And yes, she did do a couple more streams. So again, her return stream, it is now, the VOD is now 1.2 million views. She did also celebrate monetization after that. So now, people can now send super thanks and super chats. And then she opened her membership just earlier today for us here, evening for our US folks. Where she did her Lunar New Year stream. But you'll notice that, you know, there, if anyone wants to see past Doki Bird, some of her previous VODs, it appears that she mainly streamed on Twitch beforehand. So most of these are her stream VODs from Twitch. However, she did confirm that while she is now getting YouTube has her primary streaming platform, she does have plans to still return to Twitch for streaming. So we will see. Right now, there are still a lot of moving pieces, considering that, number one, she had to set up streaming again after just 2 days. And one of the things that she has been working on is her merch store. This header kills me every time. No header. But literally, you'll clearly see that it's not the prettiest store, but at least, you know, it's functional. You can order her merch. So she's essentially just doing a rerun of the merch that she had before she joined Niji Sanji. So all of this is here. Stickers, acrylic stand, even a Dakimakura cover, and of course the bundle. She did announce on her Lunar New Year stream that she is doing additional merch which will come out in the store, I believe, in the next few days or even a few weeks. I'll probably need to confirm the exact date there. It wasn't even announced the exact date yet, so it will be taking some time, essentially. But I guess the key takeaway from all of this is the insane amount of support that has poured in from that unfortunate incident here. From her, doing the attempt, that's the number one thing, really, that is just leaving a sour taste for me right now towards Niji Sanji management. Even way back then, I've always shown dislike for how the Niji Sanji EN management, takes its approach for some of its instances. This has basically flared up because essentially what it looks like, folks, is they forced someone to commit an attempt, is what we're looking at here, and then deciding to terminate her afterwards. That's not essentially them taking care and being mindful of someone's mental health. And that's what's quite infuriating about it. And currently, there are a couple of schools of thought about this as far as, what about the rest of the livers that are still in Niji Sanji? And before I do that, I do want to also emphasize this. Because certainly there has been quite a witch hunt that happened after the statement came out, because Doki mentioned about bullying from within, which a lot of people probably took it as probably another liver. Was another liver bullying her while she was still in Niji Sanji? And so that has resulted in quite a finger pointing. And to that, I say, yes, it's unfortunate that it's happening. As a result of reactions from all of this situation. But at the same time, it's not really productive. It's not going to go anywhere. And it's just overall sad. And certainly, let's not forget, yes, this announcement definitely is rough on us, especially the Dragoons. Dragoons. Yeah, okay, so let me address this. The reason why Dragoons is trending here is essentially Doki's fan base is likely going to be called Dragoons still. Not only Doki claimed the Oshi Mark, which is a trophy, which, if you guys remember, that's also Solen's Oshi Mark. Apparently, we're also taking the fan name. We are still appears to be called Dragoons. And for additional context, you may want to check out her most recent stream about it. The Lunar New Year one. Because that's where it was decided as far as what fan name would be. And that has been quite an interesting saga in and itself, because we, as Doki Bird's fans, had been nameless ever since she returned. Yes, previously her fan name apparently was Bark Knights, as some of the veterans have mentioned. But given the current circumstances, it sounded like that a new name was probably needed. So that's why for a while, Free Birds was one of the first names that came about. Then during the stream, one of the good contenders was Suspects being P-E-C-K-S, like the bird, what the bird does. And then for some reason, Nesticles. Which, oh my, the names that some of the fans come up can be wild, man. I can't believe that people were really campaigning for Nesticles, which, I don't know, it's quite tricky because there also happens to be an NES emulator that's called Nesticle. And somehow it dawned on Doki and perhaps all of us as well during that stream that, you know what? You can't really claim copyright on a fan name. So that's where it kind of shifted towards whether we should just be called Dragoons again. It doesn't make sense because, you know, in this case, she's no longer a dragon. But the running joke now is we're referring to the military unit here. Which, yes, if you are a Final Fantasy player, you'll know that. But yeah, Dragoon is actually a type of cavalry wherein you move, you know, ideally on horseback, but you fight on foot. So that's basically what a Dragoon does. So I guess in that context, that's what we're doing. But yeah, it's been crazy. So I guess I would say I'm very quite glad that Doki is still around. And it does look like, you know, things are starting to look up from here. Again, the outpour of support is quite immense here. And we're doing them. Hi, Jay. Yes. Funny enough, for a few times, that hydrate was coming out of my eyes. Before she streamed, before she did her return stream, you know, let me hydrate for real though. But the one that really got me was when she did her voice tweet, before taking her rest for the day, because that was quite a day for February 5th. You know, it's just something how, yes, hopefully things are starting to become more positive. And I guess that's hopefully going to be the case. She did also mention that she does want to move, you know, ahead, move on, move forward from her past employment, so to speak. So she did also call on, you know, not making any unnecessary bullying and harassment because, you know, she's already experienced that. So she just wants to move on. And I hope, I do hope that we take cues from that. It's really hard to see sometimes that this is actually still the ongoing argument right now. And like I mentioned, when I made my commentary on February 5th, it is going to be hard to still be a Nijisanji Ien fan after this. And that's really the case. And this is also what I feel. Up until now that, you know, the dust has kind of settled, it's really hard to be at this point. And that's one of the point of discussions too that I guess I want to also cover is, yeah, how, what about the remaining livers? You know, as much as I really still want to support the remaining livers, I really don't want to... See, this is the difficult situation. Yes, support the livers, not the company, but at the same time, they're kind of dependent on the company too. That's the thing. So yes, for now, I'm taking the position of just waiting and seeing as far as what steps Nijisanji Ien management is going to take from here. Certainly, they are responding to the reaction. Although, you know, the first few reactions that we're seeing here, like, for example, this merch announcement that came out, this happened the morning after they announced Selene's termination. And just look at the comments here. Yes, to us, this is quite disrespectful. And look at that, my tweet says this bruh. And of course, this particular meme. PG is not G. A little bit of context about this one. This came about on the DokiCord, the official Discord server of DokiBird. Some of the folks there in the voice chat were just making memes out of this. But whether this, understandably, this could have been a scheduled tweet, but quite a very unfortunate time to announce this. Just after they dropped the termination announcement. So that's one thing. But however, there's another thing that I do want to also call on here, and this happened just about this actually a couple of days ago, where yes, they were set to do a Mario Kart tournament, or in this case special battle, or whatever they call it, that was supposed to be set on February 11th CST yesterday, but Nijisanji EN management decided to call it off. And I guess that's the one good thing that I've seen they've done so far. And this is the reason why I mentioned that this is basically a acknowledgement of the reaction towards an announcement, because they did announce that they are delaying this. And the reason for that here is, this is one thing. They mentioned they want to dedicate our full attention in prioritizing and ensuring the quality of our livers' well-being. We plan to reschedule this event for a date in the near future. Now, this is where the current talking point is. For some people, they see this as a step in the right direction, if this is definitely the steps that they're taking. On the other hand, can we really fully trust that this is what they're doing after what happened to Celine? Where were they when and even in their original statement, they also mentioned trying to take, you know, they're being mindful of Celine's mental health. So on the other hand, I can also understand why some folks are calling sus on this statement. Like I said, we will continue to see. We will see what Nijisanji takes steps here after this. If this is what they are paying attention to now, they better be. Because it will definitely be a good step in the right direction after they drop this. And then they also posted an announcement to investors, which that's another thing. Which I will pull up now. So this was a statement that came out to to investors, to the Anycolor stock. You know, that's a whole other topic that I will cover briefly. But this is the entire document. You'll see a full one page, and then there's just this one sentence here. So this document is again meant for investors, not really for the general public, but they also wanted to put this out, mentioning the impact of the decision to terminate the affiliation contract with the Nijisanji EN Liver on our financial results. Basically, they said here, the impact of this decision on our financial results will be negligible. So yeah, that statement still added fuel to the ongoing, you know, negative reaction towards Nijisanji EN. And a couple of things, we've seen a few merch makers who mentioned that they will no longer be doing any merch related to Nijisanji EN as a result of how apparently they have been treating some of their livers, again, in the wake of Celine's termination and her going out saying that she did that attempt. So that, again, that has been very unfortunate. And then we also saw the Hype collaboration, where supposedly we were going to see custom PC cases and some keycaps featuring Elira Pandora, Rosamie Lovelock, and Anna Alouette. That collaboration has been canceled on the part of Hype. Again, in the wake of Solen's termination. So basically, we're seeing the ripple effects of this entire situation and certainly the reaction towards it. So there are ongoing two schools of thought here as far as for Niji Sanji Ian fans. Definitely, there's this one thought wherein they no longer support Niji Sanji Ian whatsoever. And unfortunately, that includes the livers. So that's why we've been seeing a wave of unsubscriptions towards the channels of the livers, which in and of itself, that's also unfortunate. But on again, I also understand where some of these folks are coming from. The negative effects of this, though, is for some folks who just reached a milestone or were about to reach a subscriber milestone, that has essentially been reversed or even, you know, setback. It's a setback on their progress. And there were a few livers who did reach their subscriber milestone recently only to see their subscriber numbers drop. So that's the one school of thought. It's just don't interact with Niji Sanji Ian whatsoever. There is a more moderate school of thought, a more moderate stance, where in generally speaking, this is what I say, supporting the livers but not the company. So yes, still continue to interact with the Ian livers on Twitter. Go watch their streams. But I guess don't buy the official merch anymore, because that's basically where most of the revenue seemingly comes from. So that's where some folks are taking that approach. And again, it's a lose-lose situation still, because number one, yes, it will take a financial hit on the company itself, but that also affects the bottom line. With fewer merch sales, how will that reflect as well on the performance of the Ian Livers there? So overall, nobody really wins with the situation. It is quite unfortunate that it has come to this. Right now, what we can do is we will just see. What happens next. And again, this is just the first week. We will probably, you know, as Doki comes back with her one full week of streaming, it will be very interesting to see. It kind of also, you know, she's kind of also reaping the benefits as an indie VTuber now, you know, not really being shackled by, you know, restrictions of not paying certain games or all of that. I know she's not yet in the clear. As noting the incident with Freebird being played on her return stream, and that essentially resulted on that stream being demonetized. Quite the irony there. So you know, that's also one of the reasons why Freebird is not really becoming the fan name. Again, it is Dragoons now. So yeah. And I guess that's really all of the things that I wanted to take, you know, just take off my shoulders on as far as my thoughts on this entire situation. Again, like I say, I guess from when the first announcement dropped, you know, I still really don't know how I fully feel about, you know, Niji Sanji overall. Of course, management, you know, they can go F themselves, but for the remaining livers, I will just say that I trust their judgment If they still continue to stick around, then so be it. But again, I wouldn't blame them if we also start seeing more livers leave. And we still have the rest of the year ahead of us, so we'll see. We will see. But yeah, I guess that's about it for this edition of Randomized Agenda. This is definitely quite a big one, so not surprising that this is going to be one of the longer episodes for a while. So basically, again, scheduling wise, we are going to do this every other week now, live on Twitch. We'll probably still keep the time, you know, around 10:30 p.m. UTC plus 8. That's 11:30 JST, and roughly, you know, somewhere in the morning if you are in America, and in the middle of the day if you are in Europe. Well, go convert the time zones when you need it. And with this setup of me doing it live every other week, that means I will be able to release the episodes formally as a podcast, mainly on Spotify. You'll also see a release on YouTube and all of the other places where you can listen to podcasts. We try to have it on as many platforms as possible. That includes Amazon Music, Google Podcasts is still a thing, but it is shutting down as well in a couple of months. So just in case if that happens, it is still available on YouTube. If they make it available on YouTube Music, better. But yeah, and of course Apple Music, of course. We are also there. So every other week, meaning we do it live this week, most likely you'll see the episode released the following week. So that's the current schedule. So if you want to tune in live, this is... go be on standby on Twitch. On that note... yeah... that's a lot of things to talk about. But yeah, this has been Renz. And thank you so much for listening in to this edition of the Random Message Agenda podcast. Take care for now. Hi, everyone. This is Renz from the future, who just finished making some edits to the podcast episode. So I just wanted to jump in here because literally it's been 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks since we recorded that episode, and certainly I just wanted to give a heads up to everyone that a lot of things have happened with the Niji Sanji Selene Tatsuki Doki Bird situation. Of course, from the one segment that we recorded it on February 5th, the episode that was recorded as of February 11th, and funny enough, a few hours later, we did see some developments happened. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to have the time to talk about it on this episode. So what we'll do is we have an upcoming live on February 25th. So depending on when you are listening to this, it may still be upcoming or it has already passed. In either case, if you are able to tune in live, we will do so on Twitch, twitch.tv/Renz. That's Renz with the three S's at the end. If not, then you should probably still stick around and watch for that new episode come up on the podcast feed. Considering the circumstances, I may release the episode sooner after the live stream has passed. But looking at my stream schedule, it's actually going to be quite a jam-packed week, so no promises there. It may actually come out by March 3rd or March 4th. But just wanted to give you a heads up that for the next episode, expect that we will have a follow-up to this entire saga. That is, again, it's been quite a development. It has actually become so huge that it has been picked up by a lot more mainstream internet commentators. So we'll definitely talk about those. So once again, this has been Renz. I'll see you again on the next Randomized Agenda podcast.